Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Backyard Labrish, and I want to welcome my caller calling from 770-484, and any of our callers that would like to participate and give a comment or ask a question, just hit 1 on your telephone, and I can see that you're raising your hands just like you when you were in school. And you had to put up your hand to ask a question. I don't even know if they're still doing that now. But I remember that from the old days. And our first guest this evening is Mrs. Leslie, who is founder of the Sugar Canes. And the Sugar Canes is a folk group that was put together by Mrs. Leslie 5 years ago. And as a matter of fact, they will be celebrating their 5th anniversary this coming Saturday with a grand concert here in Atlanta. So I
am the Sugar Canes are going to be celebrating their 5th anniversary as a group. But my guest this evening is the person who made that group possible, and I'd like to, for her to introduce herself and tell us a little bit about the group and how it came together, and perhaps what this weekend will be all about.
Yes, ma'am, I thank you so much. Well, the Sugar Canes are a group of Jamaican folk singers, and we sing songs with a distinctive Jamaican flavor and reflect aspects of Jamaican culture, song and dance and food and everything. We try to build up a repertoire of songs of folk songs. And this group was formed because I had an urge to do something to sort of develop an awareness of the Jamaican culture or the richness of the Jamaican culture in Atlanta. With emphasis, I would say, on our Jamaican heritage. I would like to rekindle the interest of Jamaicans here who have lost touch with Jamaican culture, and also to appeal to the young people, especially children of Jamaican parentage, and to help them to learn something about our culture.
Right, about the past.
Yeah,
we used to entertain ourselves in the past.
Yes. The group was formed, I would say, with five of us in my family room, and we are now 15 in number.
Wow.
We have left, but we are now 15 in number.
Uh-huh.
And we will be celebrating our fifth anniversary on the 25th of October, that is next Saturday, with a concert at Hillside Presbyterian Church Hall. It's supposed to be a wonderful concert. And if you those of you who can come, please try to come or you'll be missing a great treat.
What time does the show start? The
show starts at 6 p.m.
Uh-huh.
At the Hillside Presbyterian Church Hall. It's $15 in advance for adults, $20 at the door, and $5 for children under 12 years old.
Oh, great. Fantastic. So how long it will be the performance?
Well, the performance should be about an hour and a half.
Oh, great, great, great. Now, this group, so it's something similar to a pantomime?
It is not really a pantomime. We'll be singing folk songs. The men will be singing special songs, some of them digging songs. The second part of the program should be especially interesting. We are going to be featuring something like an old-time Jamaican night.
All right.
And I am sure people would like to see that.
Well, perhaps for my non-Jamaican listeners, I need to explain a little about what a nine night is. Or would you like to do that for me?
A nine night is really a celebration of a nine nights after a person has died. They keep, here we call it wake, but in the Caribbean, people come daily, especially in the evenings, the nights, and they bring food and sit up and keep the family's company. In the nine night, the family provides all the food, and people come, and they dress anyhow, and they drum, and they sing all kinds of revival songs, and the men play dominoes, and they drink coffee and maybe white rum.
All right, I know you were going to say that because I know the men not satisfied with coffee alone.
And they eat hard dough bread and bami and chocolate tea and coffee and all that kind of thing.
So it's more or less like a merry, it's a merry time. It's a time to celebrate the life of the person.
Cheering up the people who have lost a loved one. They say the ghost of the dead will be left there to haunt the house.
Now, do you know if they're still doing that there on the island now?
Yes, in maybe in parts of the Caribbean, but I'm not sure if they celebrate it in a different way.
Right. But do you think they're still doing it in Jamaica? Is what I'm saying.
The part of Jamaica, for instance, it is called Gere.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In St. Thomas, it is called Dinky Minnie.
Oh, wow. See, I understand, Mrs. Leslie, that you are a wealth of information on a lot of cultural things.
Yes, I chair the cultural committee in the Atlanta Jamaican Association.
I see.
And we publish every quarter a pamphlet called Kuya.
Kuya. Well, I'm quite
dealing with culture in Jamaica years and years ago.
Old time story, in the old time.
Old time story, come back again.
Right. Well, actually, I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Backyard Labrish, and we're hosted on Blog Talk Radio. And you can come by and listen to us every Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock as we labrish about the rich culture of Jamaica. And my guest this evening is Mrs. Leslie, who's the founder of the Sugar Canes, a wonderful group of 15 men and women who perform folk dance and singing and, I suppose, acting also.
Yes.
And they're having a special concert this Wednesday, this Saturday evening.
Yeah.
Saturday at what time, Mrs. Leslie?
It is at 6 o'clock at Hillside Presbyterian Church Hall. And it is located at 1879 Columbia Drive.
Now, you mentioned about advance tickets. Is there any place they can call or go buy a ticket?
For sale, and we have distributed tickets in quite a few of the Jamaican restaurants around.
So if any of our listeners live in the, is that in Decatur, the church?
Yes.
In the Decatur area, you
yeah.
can go by to any of the Jamaican restaurants, and I'm sure they have tickets.
And you can give us a call. Our number is 770-484-5359.
Say it again, please.
770-484-5359.
And that's to get your tickets for the show on Saturday at 6 o'clock.
There will be refreshment there too, but it is a fundraiser. So the light refreshment will be on sale in the intermission and also at the end of the show.
So this is a great evening to bring out the family, and especially for the Jamaicans. And those are the children of Jamaican parents, to expose them to what their parents used to have as entertainment. I remember that that kind of performance was very popular at Christmas time. Is it the Christmas time that we always had the pantomimes?
The pantomime, yes.
Yeah, so that was something that we looked forward to as a child, as we were growing up.
With Miss Lou and
William. Yeah.
So, we always look forward to it on Boxing Day, right through until sometimes about February or March.
Right. The pantomime would start before Christmas and then go on until the next year.
Yes.
And isn't that the ones they used to call Bim and Bam?
No, that's a different thing.
Oh, that's a different
thing. Bim and Bam used to be singing on, you know.
See, I have memories of the pantomime and Bim and Bab.
Yes.
But actually, the folk singing and the folk dancing and the customs of different parts of the island sort of come together.
Yes.
Because a lot of Americans, I think, or foreigners on a whole, believe that because Jamaica is so small, that everybody knows everybody else.
Oh.
And because people are always saying, I know this person from Jamaica, and their name is so-and-so.
Yeah.
But I want to let my listeners know that a lot of times in the old days when we didn't have televisions, we didn't know, if you lived in Kingston, you didn't know what was necessarily the customs in St. Thomas, which is at one end of the island, or Montego Bay, which is another end of the island.
I remember the days when we did not have television. Some places might have a little radio. Some places did not have electricity, but we enjoyed ourselves.
We had such a good time. And the pantomime, which was...
Boys played marbles and so on.
Right.
Enjoyed ourselves.
And we used to catch Peeny Wally in the bottles.
Catch the Peeny Wally in the
bottles. Yes.
And if you
fireflies, they call them here.
Fireflies. Louise
Bennett.
Louise Bennett was the lady who was the who made the Jamaica dialect alive.
Right. I call her the Queen of Culture. She's the one who put the patois in poems and stories.
Oh, yes, she had her book. I have a book here now, Jamaica Labrish.
Yes.
Patois in poetry. Poetry about all the different things in Jamaica.
Right.
So was Olive Lewin, Dr. Olive Lewin.
Uh-huh.
She started the Jamaican folk singers.
Oh, before Louise Bennett started? I didn't even know that.
Oh, yes, Olive Lewin.
Oh, well, I see where we have our co-host is on. I want her to say hi to you, Mrs. Leslie. I want to welcome our co-host, Donna. Hi, Donna.
Yes. Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. And Mrs. Leslie, and for our listeners listening in, Donna is a friend of Jamaica. She is not visited Jamaica yet. However, she's very intrigued with the Jamaican culture and has been helping me with the promotion of both the radio show and our online show, which will be launched in perhaps by tomorrow.
Okay.
So we're going to ask you to visit us at www.backyardlabrish.com. And a lot of Jamaicans know how labrish is spelled.
Yes.
So I know they'll be able to get there.
All Jamaicans should know what is labrish.
Right. But you know, that I'm wondering, Mrs. Leslie, perhaps you can fill me in if you know, if that is a word that we conjured up or we use mostly in Jamaica or other islands use it too.
Other islands. I know it is a Jamaican word.
Labrish, which means getting together to talk.
Possibly it has some African origin.
Right, labrish. And I try to explain it to my American friends that it's not necessarily gossip. It's like getting together with the news of the day or the neighborhood or whatever.
Time things and so on. That's what it is.
Right. So, you know, it's so wonderful to be able to share some of this with the world because we're by being on Blog Talk Radio with Backyard Labrish, we're exposed to the world. People come from all over the world to the website and they will listen to a show that intrigues them.
Yeah.
So although some of our listeners might not be in Atlanta, we're encouraging you to find out more about the rich Jamaican culture because although a lot of us have been living away from Jamaica for many, many years, for me, it's been almost 50 years. Mrs. Leslie, how long have you lived away from Jamaica?
I think it's about 20 years or more now.
Wow. Yes.
And I just have a passion for the Jamaican culture.
Right.
As a matter of fact, sometimes I wonder why I am here. I have come to the conclusion that possibly the Lord has a purpose.
Yes.
To sort of serve, in a way, the Jamaican community in Atlanta.
Oh, that is wonderful. And speaking of service, you know, we're sharing the show with another Jamaican who is going to be sharing with us also about her passion. So we're very passionate people, aren't we, Miss?
Yes.
But we want to go back to the show that you're having in celebration of your fifth anniversary with this group. And I have seen the sugar canes, as they're called. And for our listeners who don't know what a sugar cane is, in Jamaica we can tell the canes that are sweet, can't we, and juicy.
Oh, yes.
By the way they look.
As a matter of fact, if you don't mind my telling you, the sugar cane was introduced in Jamaica in 1657.
Wow.
By Barbadian Sir Thomas Modiford, who was then governor of Jamaica.
Wow.
And then after that, the sugar cane became the most important crop in Jamaica. And because of that, there was a strong demand for workers. So African slaves were imported in Jamaica. And through it is through its name that the folk songs came up as a part of the African influence on Jamaica, because some of them were sung by the slaves in the early days. So that's how we got our folk songs. And Dr. Olive Lewin has really gone all over Jamaica. And videotaped and captured a lot of the Jamaican cultural, the Jamaican
history.
Culture, the host history, and everything.
And where can one find her material? Is this a her or him?
You have CDs in Jamaica. And you have maybe records. Music.
Right. I've got you. Well, I just want to thank you for being with us, Mrs. Leslie. And again, I commend you for being so passionate about retaining the culture of Jamaica. And I know that you're going to have a wonderful concert on Saturday. And
it's going to be
very inspiring, so I'm inviting all my listeners that live in Atlanta to check it out and be part of the audience.
Yes, I thank you so much, and thank you for having me on the show.
All right. Well, I just wanted to ask my other listeners if they had any questions for you. My co-host, Donna, are you there?
Yes. Two things. One, I was just wondering whether or not Hillside Presbyterian Church, whether or not they had an opportunity to put your performance and on their website. Maybe, you know, that would be, you know, some way of it getting out to individuals or them being able to.
I really don't know if the church can do that. But
they do have a website.
The Atlanta Jamaican Association has a website.
Mm-hmm. Right, and well, I can tell you, Donna, that her 15 members of the group are so popular, and they have such a big, wide band of followers that church will be packed.
Oh, okay.
And I am hoping so.
Yes. Hello. I see that I have my other distinguished guest, and I would, if she's on, I'd like for her to raise her hand by hitting 1 on the keyboard so I can welcome. And I want to tell my listeners a little bit about her. We are going to be sharing the next 20 minutes or half an hour with Beth Powell Jackson, who is the first president-elect of the Manchester High School Alumni Association, lovingly called MHS. So let me open up the mic. Hi there.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi, good evening, Beth. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good evening to you, and thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak to you and your listeners. And hello, Donna.
Well, let me just say that I just want to tell the folks a little bit about you, because you are in your, what is this, about 13 members in the Powell family? 13 members? The Powell family.
That have attended Manchester High School, exactly.
That attended, that's what I mean. So that tells us a little bit about some of the customs in Jamaica, similar to here. You know, how some of the men are here, if their son goes to a particular college, that is where they want their sons to go. You know what I mean? But in Jamaica, in those days, we had separation in the schools, right?
Right.
There were boys' schools and girls' schools, or was this particular school a co-ed?
This particular school was a co-ed, but there were, and there still are, boys' schools and girls' schools in the parish of Manchester, where I'm from, and certainly around Jamaica. So that's not, in fact, I think most people know Kingston College, which is a very famous boys' school, and I think their affiliation was also with the Anglican Church, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, right. Because I was just looking at this, and, you know, having lived here for so long, I'm thinking, 13 members of the Powell family might have all been girls.
No,
so that was my angle there. But I want to welcome you, really welcome you. And I know that I know you personally as a person with a lot of passion. And I have participated with you in so many other things, and I did not know that you had something else on your plate. So
well,
I want you
my life.
to really tell our listeners part of what you do and how you do it.
Right. Well, thank you again, and it's a pleasure to be with you. I am, as you indicated, the first elected president. There was an appointed president, and the only reason I'm the first elected is because the organization is so young. We are only 2 years in existence. And yes, Manchester, this organization is just one of many other Jamaican organizations that I participate in, but this is the only one in which I preside. The organization is really came about as the brainchild of three individuals who are still around, Cliff McKenzie and Mabel Smith and Gaylord Powell. They started this organization, and Mabel acted as the president, so she was the appointed president, and that's why I said I became the first elected president last year.
Right. Do they all live in Atlanta, these three ladies?
We do. Yes, we do. One of them is a gentleman. We're all here, but we are... One of the things that we do and hope to continue doing is that we partner with other chapters around the world, and that includes Jamaica, Canada, Washington, individuals in New Jersey and Philadelphia, and chapter in New York, so that we are not sort of inventing the wheel. We're partnering to do things for our schools. And that's how we tend to operate.
Well, that is just wonderful, because you have focused effort with people scattered all over, each one, you know, the cause.
Exactly.
So let me just ask you, do you know what is your membership just in the U.S.? Do you know?
No, I'm afraid I don't. It's so difficult to sort of pin those numbers down, because it continues to be a moving target.
Yeah,
but,
well, that's great. That is great. So what do you have coming up?
This Saturday we are walking for education. And that is the theme. We have a walkathon, and the purpose, the walkathon is to raise funds to assist students at Manchester High who we have become aware of who are academically good students but may have some financial difficulty. And so the plan is, with the help of the school, to adopt some of these students, because sometimes their need is as simple as books or fees for transportation to get to and from school. And so we believe if we can help these students, we will prevent them from dropping out of school and in turn get them to give back by either tutoring other students who have weakness in areas that they may be strong in, and also, you know, help the Manchester High community and the Jamaican community as a whole, this country as a whole. So that's our passion. So So if you see anyone with pledge sheets, that's what they're raising funds for this Saturday.
Right.
And on in November, we started this tradition last year. Last year was our first. We had a fundraiser to raise funds to assist the school that had been damaged by Hurricane Dean, which had passed through Jamaica a few months before. And so this year, we are not only walking for education, we are dancing for education in November on the 29th, also to raise funds so that we can assist Manchester High students in Jamaica.
So both events are for the same cause.
Exactly. This year,
and are tickets available for the dance?
Tickets are available for the upcoming event. The date of the event is November 29th. It is going to be at the Winbrook Clubhouse in Stone Mountain off Rockbridge. The numbers that people can contact for information and tickets are 678-300-1732 or 404-583-5473. And the price of these to enter this event is just $15. So we are looking forward to celebrating Thanksgiving and also to raise funds for this very worthy cause, we think.
Oh, okay. Now, I think I perhaps missed it. There's a celebrating Thanksgiving, and there's also a dance for education. Is that two different events?
No, the Thanksgiving is the Thanksgiving, which is the Thursday. So the event is actually following Thanksgiving. So.
Oh, I got you.
Yes, we're not doing anything special for Thanksgiving, but it happens to follow Thanksgiving, so I happened to mention that.
So how many people you have participating in this walk on Saturday?
So far, there are 15 members, and now we're signing up friends to walk with us. And so the last count is about 17 persons, and because there's a chairperson, so I'm not presiding, so I don't have a full
right.
of the numbers at the moment.
And how far are you guys walking?
We are walking 6 miles in Briscoe Park, so we'll be going around a couple of times. And that's Briscoe Park in Snellville.
Uh-huh. And are you inviting the public to come on to cheer you on?
Not necessarily. We're encouraging the public to pledge. So whomever you know, any friend or family, certainly to contribute, you're welcome to join us as a walker and raise funds for us. But cheering, I mean, we'll always welcome whomever shows up. But we're starting at 8 o'clock in Briscoe Park, and so we'll welcome anyone who would like to join us, yes.
And where would someone go to donate to the cause? Is there a website?
You may contact, there is a website, but I think because the time is so late, I would contact these two numbers that I just gave. Which,
would you give
it
to us again, too?
Yes, they are 678-300-1732 or 404-583-5473. And if you know any Manchester alums, then just contact them to find out if they're walking and offer to support them.
Yes, yes. I just wanted to, just for non-Jamaican listeners, because, you know, Backyard Labrish is hoping to attract our Jamaican friends, of course, and Jamaicans and Jabrits. And I am calling the Canadians jackans. A better word. Until somebody tells me what they call them, because I know that we call, my children are called Jamaicans, right?
Exactly.
Because they were born here. Do you happen to know, Beth, what they call children of born in Canada of Jamaican parents?
No, I'm afraid I don't, but I'm sure someone is going to call in and tell you at some point.
Hope so.
If not, I'll certainly research it, because we do have, we actually have members. There used to be a very active chapter in Canada of the Alumni Association. But yes, we are all over, and we have friends who are from everywhere. So.
And what I'd like to encourage also, if people who are graduates of your school who have children that are Jamaicans or Jabrits or Jacans, get involved. And if they don't have a chapter near them, then they need to call that number too so that they can hook up with a chapter or start one. How about that?
That would be absolutely wonderful, because we work very closely with the chapter in Jamaica, and there is a chapter on the campus of the University of the West Indies. And so we are all over, and we work very closely together. We're trying very hard not to invent the wheel, so we don't have each chapter sort of out there, you know, doing the same thing that the other is doing. We talk to each other as much as we can, and whenever we can help each other, we do, and each of us will pick a cause and make it our cause, and then the other chapters will help with that cause, and that's sort of how we're hoping to get through.
So let me ask you something. Are the other chapters that are scattered over the U.S. and Canada or wherever, are they having the walkathon also at this time?
No. This is just the Atlanta event.
I got you. Okay.
It's an Atlanta event. But
right.
In November, we have invited a number of the chapters to meet with us here. In fact, we're having a breakfast summit meeting the day of the event, just to plan our fundraising activities for the school for the coming year.
Well, I think that the Manchester High School is just very fortunate to have such a dedicated and coordinated group.
Was
telling our listeners before you came on board that we Jamaicans tend to get very passionate about what we do.
Exactly.
And I can see a lot of passion in you. And as I said, I did not even know that you were involved. I know you are involved in several organizations, and didn't know you had a special one that was your alma mater. So I want to congratulate you for really spreading yourself around. And I know you have the energy for it, because you are always just beaming.
Thank you so much, Margaret, and I really appreciate this opportunity. And, you know, our school gave to us, I think it's the least we can do, and it serves two purposes, certainly for us to help our alma mater, but also I think there's some nostalgia as well. It helps us to remember the good times that we had.
And so it's
mutually beneficial, this exercise that we engage in.
Wonderful. I just wanted to ask you a question, and that is, do members or any one of your members ever visit the school when you go to Jamaica, or is there any special trips, or you just get information about what's happening there from the chapter in Jamaica?
All of the above, actually, and it's interesting that you ask, because I'm beheading, we visit. There's a reunion that is coming up in the first week of November. I won't be attending, but it's actually going way back to one of the first, I think they're inviting one of the first principals, who was an Englishman or a Welshman, back to the school for the reunion. I'll be going down in December, and we tend to visit either to find out if we've made contributions, how things are going, or to inquire about information we may have requested that haven't reached us yet. And so that will be one of the things that I'll be doing when I'm in Jamaica in a few months. So we do go.
That brings me to my next question. You know, I mentioned to our listeners that I left Jamaica, you know, almost 50 years ago. So this was long before the independence, of course. And I am not sure if the curriculum for high schools have changed. Is there, I mean, since you were in that school, has there been a change in what is taught and how it's taught? Do you know?
There has been some change in that. I think there's been more focus on the Caribbean history and Caribbean geography and culture. But I think, for the most part, the change has not been that significant. What has changed, which is significant, is that our exit exam, which used to be set at Cambridge University in England, is now set in the Caribbean.
In Jamaica, or there's a central island or some special place that it goes?
It is a combination of all the islands, and I think they rotate the which island is heading up the center for that year. But and there's also a Jamaican exam. So there's a Caribbean exam, and there's a Jamaican exit exam, and so you can take one or both. And I know I did that. The Jamaican exam, I think, was coming online just before I left school in 1970, so I actually took the GCE and the Jamaican Certificate of Examination, I think it was called, or, and still is called. So that has changed, and that's very different, because we used to have to sit this exam, and then it would go back to Cambridge University to be graded, and then the results would be published, and we have to wait on that. So.
Right, but now, as like everything else, you can have it a lot faster.
Right. The one thing, though, from a higher education or post-secondary education standpoint, is that those of us who migrated to places like Canada and the United Kingdom, we didn't have the problems with the transfer of or the understanding of our certificates and our qualifications as much as we do here, because we were sitting the same exam.
Gotcha.
You know, it really made things a little bit easier.
And
that
brings me to the part where I noticed that you have lived in the parts of the Caribbean. And can you tell us where you've been?
I have lived in the British Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands, the Antigua. I spent considerable time in St. Lucia, in Montserrat, Barbados. I have, where else have I been? And of course, I've visited some of the islands. My husband actually was from Antigua, and so we spent.
Okay, well, you know, I'm going to ask you the million-dollar question. Were any of those other islands that you visited reminded you of Jamaica, or was as beautiful as Jamaica? And before I say yes.
Yes, actually, there's one. I've always said if I could not return to Jamaica, the one island of all the islands that I have seen that I would want to go to is St. Lucia.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. And why would that be?
I just found it just a very beautiful island. The people were friendly, and it's parts of it do remind me of Jamaica, but more so I just found that the island itself and the people to be very warm and welcoming and inviting. And so for me, I always said if it couldn't be Jamaica, then it would be St. Lucia if I had to pick an island.
Wow. Well, I'll have to remember that because, you know, I have not been to any of the other islands, the Caribbean islands, I would say. And a lot of times I find that, you know, as you know, Beth, I'm a senior, but a lot of foreigners believe that if you are from Jamaica, first of all, you know the whole island, and you know everybody on the island, and you also know all the other islands.
Exactly.
That's just something that most times they just think, you know, because we're all so small, they believe we would hop all over. But in the old days, that didn't happen. You know, if the places we were going is England or Canada or the United States, not necessarily one of the other islands. So I just thought it interesting that you had been all over. So as we talk to our Jamaican community, we find that, you know, we are just real travelers because we're traveling all over, but we always take with us our rich, beautiful culture, don't we?
Yes, we do. And in fact, I forgot who said, you know, we know not our own island in the States. If that's all we know. So when we visit other places and live in other places, I think it helps us to appreciate.
Oh, yes. I amen to that. Definitely. So, well, Beth, I just want to thank you for being on the show. I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Backyard Labrish. And I also want to let everybody know that next week's show, which will be Wednesday at 8, we will be announcing the launch of www.backyardlabrish.com. And we want everybody to come not only listen to the backyard, but we want you to become a part of the backyard and just take an easy chair, chill out, relax, make some friends, and socialize. And that's where you will learn a lot more about the rich culture of Jamaica. So, again, thanks, Beth. And I know that your cause will be well supported. And we look forward to having you on the show again.
Thank you so much. And I look forward to that. And good luck with the launch.
And if you would give the telephone numbers once more. So, and also I want to let you know that the show will be posted on the website, and if you have a website you'd like to have it posted, you know, we will make sure we can arrange that. So give us the telephone number one more time.
They are 678-300-1732 and 404-583-5473.
And that would be for information about the walk as well as the affair Dance for Education, right?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. Well, thanks again.
Thank you so much, Margaret. And I just want to say the chapter meets every third Saturday at 5684 Redan Road in Stone Mountain. So if anyone is out there listening and would love to come and visit us, please do so.
And you're calling out to alumni or from MHS, right?
I am. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you much, and have a great evening.
Thank you, Margaret, and the same to you. Good night.
Bye.